Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Monday morning all across the state of Michigan. Birthday today for Phil Sollum, one half of the Rembrandts. And he turns 68 years old today. Rembrandt's best known for the theme song from Friends, I'll Be There For You. Big hit in the U.S., but a few years prior to that had another song reach the top 20. It's this one called Just The Way It Is, Baby. Is this the Steve Gruber Show difference when I sit in and we do the music? Everyone else would play the Friends theme. No, we play the other one. Just The Way It Is, Baby from the Rembrandts. Phil Sollum turns 68 years old today. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. We're joined now by Daniel Pipes, a leading historian. Brand new book, Israel Victory, How Zionists Win Acceptance and Palestinians Get Liberated. Daniel, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
This new book is very interesting, and I wonder as we start, this is such a complicated matter going back decades, far longer than that. Is it even possible for people with, say, cursory knowledge of the history of this region to truly understand these two warring sides and have an idea about how to solve this long simmering issue?
I think it is. It's a lot easier than, say, nuclear physics. So, people, you know, doing things. This conflict goes back not to the Bible, not to ancient times, but really 140 years to the 1880s, when Zionism first emerged as a force. And my book is in two parts, first explaining how we got into the mess that now exists, and secondly, ideas how to get out of it. And the basic idea of how we got into this mess is that mentalities developed way back in the 1880s that remain in place virtually unchanged all these decades later, that are eccentric, counterproductive, useless, and need to be changed. And that's what I suggest in part two, is I suggest the Israelis are the ones who can change themselves and change the Palestinians, and everyone will live happily ever after.
As we look at our current situation and Israel pushing through to try to destroy Hamas, and we look at Palestinian Authority, Hamas, Hezbollah, these are organizations that exist, you know, in their founding documents to destroy Israel. Is there any path forward in which these organizations continue to have life in the region?
The Palestinian side, whether the Palestinian Authority or Hamas, is devoted to ending, destroying the State of Israel and replacing it with some kind of Palestinian polity. The Israelis know this, but have been hoping decade after decade that they can find a way to conciliate, to win over, appease, benefit, enrich the Palestinians so they will say, okay, actually, we can live with you, Israelis. That has been the persistent effort, and it has constantly failed. I think the Israelis need to adopt a new approach, one that is not telling the Palestinians, oh, we will benefit you, please accept us. They need to get a bit tougher and say to the Palestinians, you know, you've got to change. And the good news is, and I am basically optimistic, that there are quite a few Palestinians, and the number is growing, that are willing, ready to live with Israel and indeed benefit from Israel. This is a growing phenomenon as Palestinians realize that they're in a dead end, that Israel is too tough, too resolute for the Palestinians to eliminate Israel.
It's a key question, of course. We have seen some polling in past years that says that many Palestinians support Hamas, that they voted Hamas into power some years ago. Is there this faction of moderate Palestinians that Israel can work with? And where is the leadership, perhaps, the apparatus for that kind of moderate Palestinian faction? How does that coalesce?
It's not a faction. There's not an organization. It is a bunch of individuals at this point. And I do believe that in Gaza, where the Israelis are now fighting, they should promote such Gazans who do accept Israel, who are willing to work with Israel, to become the new administrators, police and others, who dominate in Gaza. I think the Israelis give up in advance and don't really try to do this. They've never tried to do this. So what I'm saying is Israelis, hey, look, there are significant numbers of moderates. They do have a voice. They are growing in numbers. Give them a try. Maybe I'm wrong, but if I'm right, this is a fundamental shift in the conflict. You haven't tried this before. Try it now.
Daniel Pipes taught history at Harvard and the University of Chicago, served in the State Department's policy planning staff under President Reagan. He knows what he's talking about. Very interesting new book, Israel Victory, is out now from Daniel Pipes. Daniel, thanks so much for joining us here this morning on The Steve Gruber Show.
My pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you so much. Bye. Daniel Pipes, and again, the new book is Israel Victory. This portion of The Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Patriot Foods. America's farm market is Patriot Foods. Find the best meat, produce, and products all 100% made in America. Lots of organic options, including the best fruit and veggies you can find. If it's organic you want, Patriot Foods has you covered. New sales pop up almost daily. They have a selection that cannot be beat. So check out patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com. Use the promo code Gruber. Save 10% more. Stop by patriotfoods.com. Use the promo code Gruber to save 10%. Thanks for supporting America and patriotfoods.com.
Sparky's Fireworks Outlet dares you to compare. Better. Deals. Better. Quality. Better. Service. And better. Selection at Sparky's Fireworks Outlet every day. You'll never go back to the other guys. High quality and super low pricing. Check out a Sparky bundle packet and save even more. Want to know what the fireworks do? Just scan the barcode and watch the boom. Shop now while the selection is at its best. SparkysFireworksOutlet.com and like them on Facebook.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.